Did you, in your discussions with her, determine that the oncotype was going to decide whether she was going to get the chemo?
It was part of it. It was to really give her and the medical oncology individuals guidance, because this is a tumor that very easily could have just been treated in the past with anti-hormonal therapy and, of course, breast irradiation. And that's been done in the past, especially if individuals were somewhat hesitant to receive chemo because of the high concern of some of the side effects or toxicities with chemotherapy. But I think this is a tool that, in that sense, now presents them with very dramatic evidence to say, you know, this is important now for you to know this, that you've got this very strong chance that this cancer is going to come back beyond what we could possibly predict by using a computerized model. And so that was part of the discussion. We were going to use this test to help that decision process. On the other hand, we've had an individual who was in the same age group, and she had a tumor that about the same size, about 1.2 centimeters, and she was also ER positive, had sentinel nodes that were negative, and there were three of them. And she was very reluctant for chemotherapy. She said, you know, I'm not really in favor of this. And we took the Oncotype DX and ran that on her, and her recurrence score was about 11. And based on that, one would have to say that she was in a low probability for this tumor for recurring. It was discussed with her. She certainly said she could have the option if she chose that she wanted the adjuvant treatment. Of course, a medical oncologist would probably do it. But based on that, we could not strongly recommend it. And after discussion with her, the medical oncologist, and such, decision was made, no. And she was very comfortable with that. So she went on to just hormonal therapy. So I think this is key. And, you know, the question has been raised, well, is this test going to possibly direct more people to getting chemotherapy and therefore not save those individuals from receiving chemotherapy? And I think that you have to, if you're going to believe in the test and use it, then you use the information as it is presented. If you're not going to use that information, if you're going to run the test and then totally, as a physician, ignore the information, then obviously don't bother and don't put your patient through that stress. And I think that's a key thing that people have to come away and say, I actually believe in what this information is giving us.
I know that Gary Lyman has done a cost analysis that demonstrated that it seems to be a cost-effective strategy. And I think your two cases really exemplify why. You have your good risk patient who, and that's about half the patients overall, who avoided chemotherapy, also the cost of chemotherapy to her and to society, and the higher risk patient who maybe wouldn't have gotten chemo. The other thing that I was really struck by was the impact of chemotherapy was much higher than what we would have expected. I think that about 75% of the recurrences were avoided with like CMF and MDF. There's another cost saving in terms of avoiding recurrences. So I think those two cases really draw a circle around where this thing fits in.
And I think also, too, it's going to help the postmenopausal individuals as well who have the larger tumors that are still node negative, sentinel node negative, they're ER positive. And, you know, typically there is this reaction that if your tumor is 2 centimeters or 2.5 centimeters, despite the node negative status, that you should have chemotherapy. Well, I think there as well, that has to be applied because you're probably going to save a group of individuals from having the chemo who do not need it. And then you're going to be able to isolate the ones who really should have it. And I think it just has to be applied across the board. And I think as both physicians and patients become more familiar with the process and understand it better and accept the fact that we are moving into a molecular era of tumor evaluation, it's time to just move away from light microscopy and looking at these tumors and learning more about the biology and then the molecular taxonomy and then move to that targeting treatment. I think we'll do our patients a better justice.